You're listening to SBS News.
A Solomon Islands classroom an hour's drive from the capital Honiara holds a rare sight. At a high school in the village of Visali, the girls outnumber the boys in a country where 93% of young women drop out before year 12. And the girls are dreaming big when it comes to careers.
Lawyer, to settle problems in the country.
I want to be a engineering because I want to be part of the male's job.
But Principal Franklin Kakate says there are barriers that are preventing schoolgirls in the Solomons from completing an education.
When it comes to parents' decision making on who to go to school when there is limited funds, then the boys had the chance to go. The girls are left behind.
17-year-old Judy says simple things like walking home, particularly in remote villages, can put girls off attending where there is a high rate of sexual assault.
My last previous school, I had to walk a long distance to get to school. I feel scared. Maybe we don't know what is going to happen when you follow the road that there is no house and someone to help you.
Aid agency Plan International says female graduation rates in the Solomons are some of the lowest in the world. In a new report, it's found that most young women are forced to drop out of school due to high costs, child marriage, teen pregnancy, and cultural perceptions towards gender. Ella Kahue from Plan Solomon Islands explains.
People think that girls are associated to home and they do a lot of work at home. They save the family, they look after the children. So they have, in terms of family, they have responsibility more than the boys.
Teenage friends Betty and Betty say they are shouldering the weight of unwanted domestic duties. Both girls want to one day go back to school and graduate, but neither are sure if that'll ever be possible.
Now that I'm not in school, I regret leaving, but it's too late for me now to go back to school because I know that it's over.
But all is not lost. In the village of Namruka, artist Gail Oromosoia has adopted 7 high school dropouts, teaching them shell jewellery design of her Langa Langa people. She hopes her business enterprise will put the girls on a more positive path.
If they know that skills, although they never got to schools, they could come back and do something for them to help them.
In a bid to prioritise education, the Solomons government made primary school free in recent years. But in many parts of the country, Plan International claims that policy hasn't been implemented and attendance isn't compulsory. So when fees increase every year of secondary school, so too do dropout numbers. Australia bankrolls 5% of the education budget, mostly funding scholarships and projects to improve school facilities. Christina Bacolo is the International Projects Coordinator with the Solomon Islands Ministry for Education. She says only a small amount of Australia's financial aid is invested in high schools, all girls' education.
It would be very great to see Australia focusing on the marginalised ones in the Solomon Islands, which include girls.
Girls like Betty say they hope that one day things will change.
I want to tell other girls that when they receive a good education, they will not be like us, you know, walking around, boring. They will have a good life.
In the Solomon Islands, Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.